There we go, Dominic. Welcome everyone to the late night show. You know what? This is going to be a lot of fun tonight. This is really cool. I'm excited to learn a lot about this amazing company. Dominic, you said it's starting to creep up in your social channels.
Yeah, for the last couple of weeks, I've been seeing it. We'll have to ask our guest if they're increasing their ad spend in Canada, or it may be something we talked about. You know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist. I think this thing's listening all the time. So,
Bo's probably like, I got you. It paid off.
And when you said we're going to have him on, I was going to say, hey, that's cool. Because
I'm honored. This guy's big. He's a big deal. It's a big deal. I don't know. We should get like royalty stuff soon when we have like guests like this on.
Well, no, then we wouldn't be authentic for a non-podcast live stream.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah. To everyone else that is watching tonight, I was listening to a show the other day, and I scream into the mic too much. So you got to tell me when I scream in too much.
Okay, I'm all over that, Jay.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Also, I got to stop drinking coffee, I realized, as well, because I go crazy. Have you ever listened to yourself on these shows?
Yeah. Yeah, I sound awesome. I think I sound great.
Did you say I sound awful? Did you sound great?
No, I said I sound awesome. I think I sound great. You're great, Jay. It goes without saying that you sound great.
Well, it took a while.
Yeah,
it took a while. 1,500 shows. Yeah. Yeah, up there. We're racking them up right now.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's have our guest in the show. I'm honored to have him join us, and it's going to be a great show tonight. We're going to learn lots. So for everyone that's going to be watching us, hello, Chef over in Instagram. So we're on Instagram right now, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, as well as X and Instagram. So if you have questions or anything tonight for our guests, please send them in, or for Dominic or myself. Mostly for our guests, because that's who we're highlighting today.
Yeah, we want to talk about our guests for sure.
Yeah. So anyways, welcome everyone. Let's welcome Bo Davis. Gentlemen, welcome to our show.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Thanks for joining us, Bo.
Of course. Of course. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So Bo, I was working on my intro. I was working on the damn intro.
Yeah, you go. You go, Jay. You go.
I wanted to ask where in Canada you guys are. You guys, while you're trying to figure out who goes first, I'm going to ask you a question. Where are you?
Yeah, flip the script, eh?
Shit. There you go. I've got you off guard. You don't know where we're going.
You're the CEO, eh? You know how to do that.
That's a CEO move.
I'm in Calgary, Bo.
Nice. Calgary. I was in Calgary 9 months ago. It's a great city. Really enjoyed it.
Nice.
I need to remember the restaurant. We ate at a restaurant on top of a building in downtown Calgary that was phenomenal. The name's escaping me.
It's called Major Tom.
Major Tom, that's exactly right. Yeah, absolutely. It was perfect.
Did you have dinner there?
Fantastic. Yeah,
they do a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just interviewed the chef the other day.
Nice. Yeah, and it's a group, right? It's they've got a few good restaurants there.
Is that a part of Concord?
I don't know, Jay. I'm gonna say yes, but I don't know.
I forget what
I think it is. I believe it is.
I think they were number 3 in Canada about 3 years ago.
Nice. It was a cool spot. Great architecture too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, Bo, you are. I can do the intro here. Co-founder and CEO of Margin Edge and a rock star. You're a legend in the industry. I geeked you out a little bit here.
In our own minds.
I think I say legend way too much in our show. Dominic's going to give me grief on that too. But you are. I want to thank you for taking the time. Like, we get CEOs on the show. It's a big deal, Dominic.
We get some pretty. You know, to your credit, Jay, you've had some pretty awesome people on, and most of them have been legends. So it's fitting.
And I'll be honest, if you scheduled it 9:30 at night, we don't have a lot of conflicts.
No. Well, yeah. So also
7:30 for us.
You know, I have nothing else to do. I know how the world goes.
7:30 either, Dominic. I'm not that cool. My shit ends at 5:30. I don't have anything to do.
There's not much to do after that time. I know how it works. Grab a drink, you sit around, right? All we have to fight is American Idol. Oof. That's all we're fighting. No, anyways.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Don't make me sing.
Bo, tell us quickly. Tell us about you and sure. and Margin Edge.
Sure.
I've seen it come up, like, literally, maybe I'm going to ask, say, the last month or so. I'm not sure if it's because, you know, the phone's listening or if
We're definitely following you around the internet, Dominique. If you search for the right words, you have been tagged. Like, if you looked up food cost in Canada, we probably are now following you everywhere you go. We might show up at your front door. Be careful. It gets pretty carried away. Background. So I'm originally a tech entrepreneur way back in the 90s, and then sold a company, went into the restaurant business, actually moved to Europe for a couple of years, and then hired a chef in London, moved back to DC, opened a restaurant in 2005. I like to tell people it sounds like a bad joke, but it was a banker, a lawyer, and myself in grad school in London decided to open a restaurant. None of us had ever worked in a restaurant in our lives. And we're like, how hard can it be, right? So we hired a chef, brought him over, and made all the mistakes you can make. Did that for 10 years, was an owner-operator, opened 10 restaurants around the country, around the U.S., between Boston and California. And then in 2015, basically took some thoughts and some work we had done thinking about how to systematize the flow of information and basically started Margin Edge to help with managing restaurants and managing the back office and managing costs and all that good stuff. It really all centers around the idea that, you know, when we first started that restaurant and we were newbies, we knew it was hard to get the front of house right. We knew, you know, getting good food and service and all that stuff is what you see as a customer, and you know that's hard. What really blew us away is that we were, you know, we thought we were reasonably intelligent people, and we didn't realize how hard managing the back of house was. The revenue is changing every day, food costs changing every day, labor changing, trying to hit a 10% profit margin with all your variables moving simultaneously and not having data that's worth a shit. Am I allowed to curse? Is this a cursing show? What's the deal with that? We good? Dominique, you're muted. You're both here.
Yes, go ahead.
You can't say fuck. Don't say that.
Okay, I'll try not to say fuck because my father watches these and he has called me out numerous times.
So Dominic's goes off. You say government, you get him swearing.
Let's talk taxes, gentlemen.
No. It's all excited.
Look, he's sweating. He had to wipe his brow.
Excite sweat.
Well, these bastards are giving themselves a raise April 1st, Jay.
Did that go through in Calgary?
No, federally. Well, never mind Calgary, shit. Anyway, sorry, Bob.
No worries.
When did you start Margin Edge?
What's that?
When did you open your first restaurant in the States?
First restaurant, 2005, Conveyor Belt Sushi. Have you done Conveyor Belt Sushi?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Yeah, so Conveyor Belt Sushi opened right by the White House, 2005, and went on to open about 10 of those.
Cool. And then you said you opened about 10 restaurants, and then is that when you transitioned to, or I guess at the same time said, hey, we need a better system?
Yeah. So basically what happened is while we were running the restaurants, we knew from the beginning, like, you know, we were sort of business school guys coming into the restaurant business. And at the time, Chipotle had just blown up and everybody was talking about the fast casual of this, the fast casual of that. And so we were going to be the fast casual of sushi. So we wanted sushi restaurants all over the country, right? We wanted to build this mega thing. And so from the very beginning, we were really dialed in systems to be able to scale. And so within a short period of time, we started building some stuff just to track costs more real time. We set up a little office in India and we had some help there that we were doing some back office stuff so we could have work done overnight and get reports in real time, all that good stuff. And like, we were way, way farther ahead than a restaurant of our size should have been, just because it was sort of our backgrounds. And I was a software developer before I'd written code. So I wrote some stuff for Wasabi. And so basically, you know, over 10 years, we got pretty dialed in on how we were tracking our costs. And then in 2013, we were at that point, we were like 8 restaurants in 5 states. And I brought on a partner, a gentleman from the Bonefish Group. I don't know if you know them. It's part of the Outback family. He was one of the early people with them, and he came on with me to help with Wasabi. He was a good old boy from Texas, and he likes to say, after a couple months with us, he said that I was in the wrong damn business. I can't do a Texan accent. I'm sorry. I would do it if I could, but he likes saying, Bubba, you were in the wrong damn business, and you need to go back to software. that shit's more interesting than the sushi restaurants. This is what we did. So we put some money up and we started, you know, a company to basically build a software platform that's a modern day restaurant management system where restaurant owners don't have to enter any data at all.
That's awesome.
None.
Take a picture of an invoice. We, you know, fast forward, I'll just say some numbers for fun. We processed 145,000 invoices last week, representing about $5 billion in annual purchasing for 7,000 restaurants.
Wow.
We have some machine learning and some AI, but we also have 700 humans abroad in four countries that are working on the stuff. And so it's a
machine. That's the cool part. I thought that was neat when I saw how it worked, because I watched a little video probably a month ago. That's probably
the ads are working. The ads are working, Dominique. We're getting in your brain.
Which I thought was cool, because that video said, "Hey, we're gonna scan them, but you're gonna scan them, but we're still gonna make sure that they all go to the right spot."
Yeah,
which is that's right. Important.
That's right.
What prompted you to start that? Then was there nothing out there that was kind of doing it right like that?
No. So this was 2015, and basically, you have restaurant management systems, right? And you can call it an inventory management system, restaurant management system, recipe system, whatever you want to call it, right? They've been around since the 80s. The systems have existed forever. And basically, they all do the same thing. And our software does the same thing, which is like you put in your inventory, you put in your recipes, you put in your POS data, you multiply it, and it tells you how many potatoes you should use when you sell French fries, right? Fine. So none of that is rocket science. But what is really, really hard about it is that the amount of stuff that a restaurant buys on any given week is dozens of invoices, hundreds of SKUs, right? Yeah. You're constantly having to enter that information. And in order for the data to be right, you're manually putting in row after row after row after row of data. And small businesses just didn't do it. And big businesses didn't do it very well, because if you know anything about purchasing, which you gentlemen do, right? When you're buying, if you've got restaurants in, you know, five different cities, you've got different suppliers, you've got different SKUs, you've got different substitute products coming in constantly. And so even the big companies were really struggling with it. My partner, Roy, liked to talk about Outback didn't have, you know, a multi-billion dollar company didn't have the reports that we have. So basically there were systems that did inventory management, but they required all of that work. And our insight, what we did that's different, and to this day, we are the only ones that do it fully, is just take the operator out of it. Like, they shouldn't have to do it. So basically what we do, and a couple other companies do, is you can take a picture of an invoice and we extract the line item data from that invoice, right? There's a small number of companies that do that, three or four. What we do that's a step beyond is we actually take that extracted data, and then we have another group of people that are all stateside that are organizing the data into the right taxonomy. So if you've got a salad and your salad has tomatoes and you get a different substitute tomato because it's a 4x5 instead of a 4x4, it's from a different farm, it's whatever, it's a different SKU. Yeah. We will map that in, map the pack size, and make sure that your recipes stay consistent, right? And so we do that on average right now. We're getting about 6,000 SKUs for the first time ever in our system every day.
Every day.
And we're mapping that into our architecture. And of course, we've got millions because we've been at it for 8 years. And so all that data becomes actionable and understandable and easy to use for an operator. And literally, they just take pictures of invoices, right?
And here's the cool part. Is it $30 a month?
$300. Nice try. I don't do 90%. No, no 90% discounts, Dominique.
Yeah, I meant to say 300. I didn't mean to say 30. But at $300 a month, you cannot have a person do all of that for you. Not even close.
So that's my favorite part. You hit on my favorite part of the sales pitch. It's like, so how much does it cost you to put all of your sales data and all of your purchasing data into your accounting system? Like, how many hours is it, right? And people will answer 10, 15 hours a week, whatever, something like that. Like, you can't get 40 to 60 hours a month for $300. No one can, right? So it pays for itself in data entry, because I didn't mention this, but we tie into the point of sale system, right? So we're integrated into 50 different point of sale systems. So we're pulling the POS data every day. We're pulling in all that purchasing data, and we're exporting it all to your accounting system. So we're integrated into 15 different accounting systems, everything from QuickBooks to, and including the Canadian version of QuickBooks, to the big systems, right? The big ERP systems, NetSuite and Intact and those guys. So it's automating getting all that data into your accounting system while giving you sort of real-time views of what's happening down to the plate cost, inventory price changes, right? All of it.
Wild. And the reality, I think, of all that is today, 8 years ago, you needed it. But today, more than ever, you need that real-time data.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, COVID accelerated us quite a bit, as it did with a lot of technology companies for restaurants, right? Before COVID, people were like, wow, that's cool. And a lot of them didn't frankly believe it worked. And you know, we were growing, but not as fast as we were post COVID. After COVID, it was like, yeah, no, it's time to dial things in, right? We gotta start. And then we had, right, the labor costs shot up and then the food costs shot up. And so margins got ever harder to manage. So it's filling a real need for sure.
The other thing I really like, sorry, Jay, then I'll let you talk.
No. I'm still trying to figure out $300.
Yeah. The other thing I really liked that you highlight on your site is there's no hidden fees. There's no tiers. You gotta pay extra for this and pay extra for that. And
No bolt-ons.
One of my things,
you get all the best things.
Yeah, one of my things from being a restaurateur for 10 years, two things that I brought into Margin Edge that I'm proud of is one of them is I couldn't stand having technology companies call me and talk to me like I was stupid because they were in a technology company and I was a restaurateur, so clearly I didn't know anything. Drove me fucking insane. And so every one of our sales reps, every single one of them, we have 60 sales reps, every one of them has been an operator. They've all been a manager. They've all been an executive chef, a director of ops, something. They have run restaurants. So when they call and talk to other restaurants, it's the same language. They understand each other, right? So that was one thing. And then the other thing, yeah, was flat pricing. It's so annoying. The freaking POS company that wants to charge you by the 15-minute increments when their software doesn't work and you call them and you're like, you're kidding me, really? Your software doesn't work and you're charging me to get an answer? Like, it's too much. So yeah, we have no support costs, no per invoice fee. It's all bundled in.
What's Christine say there, Jay?
She has a question for you. You may have mentioned this already, but is a sit-down restaurant a client for your service or more retail? I would think this could be universal.
Yeah, but more the former, actually. We don't do much with retail at all, actually. I mean, the real magic of Margin Edge is the recipe and inventory and all of that stuff, being able to take the ingredients, put them together, count your marinara or your whatever, your crab cakes, whatever it is, any prepped items, right? Being able to count those and knowing all of your costs in real time so they flow through. Also tying into the point of sale so you have that daily data. So yeah, no, it's all about restaurants. We have 7,000 restaurants. About half of them are fast casual and about half of them are full service. The full service range from fine dining. We've got three Michelin star restaurants in Manhattan, and we've got a lot of pizza joints, a lot of, $500K to $1 million pizza joints. Our average client is only two restaurants. So it's a lot of sort of 1 to 5 unit groups. We do have some bigger ones, a couple publicly traded ones, but most of them are, one
really? To five. That's huge.
Yeah.
That's huge. Dominic, I've got a lot of questions for Bo. I don't know. I've been writing them down. I'm still stuck on the $300 because I know how much that cost.
To be fair, that is 300 USD. So it is more expensive in Canada.
So it's about $500. No, so I do have to say this because I've been kind of reflecting a lot. We've been having a lot of reflecting moments of me running restaurants back in the day. And you PTSD. Typically, yeah, there's a lot of PTSD. Sweet. But the other thing is that the people doing the books typically have no education or less education in that space of doing accounting or anything on your books. They may be someone there that just got the role or just moved up to manager. Now they have to take the books or take all the invoices and put them into a system. And it's not their fault. They just, no one has been trained on that a lot. And the margin for error has got to be high. Bo, you must take out all that error.
Yeah, we definitely bring down the error rates. But I will say, honestly, our best clients, the easiest ones to work with and the larger ones are the accounting firms, like the people who service restaurants. So like, I'll just give a shout out. So our biggest client. Yeah, for sure. So I'll give a shout out. Our biggest client is a group called Kitchen Sink, which is an accounting services firm out of Los Angeles. They service high-end restaurants. And I think they have something like 500 restaurants with us. they love it, right? Because they want so a good accounting firm wants to do value-added services, right? They don't want to get paid to type a number into an accounting system, right? There's no money in that. There's no value in that. And so, yeah, so basically what KitchenSink does, we do a branded version for them, right? So their clients get a branded version of KitchenSink. So their clients get recipes and inventories and all the cool software we do. And KitchenSink gets all that data ingested into the accounting system. They can do the more interesting sort of financial analysis, help make sure you understand your business, go deeper on the on all of that. They're a great partner. We love working with them. Yeah. So yes, we can absolutely help. Look, my business, my wife was the controller. My wife had no accounting training whatsoever, you know, master's degree in history, but she was the controller for Wasabi for years and was learning accounting on the job. And so, yeah, someone like her, it can help tremendously, right? Because yes, it increases speed, it increases quality, it gives you a standardized format from which to work, right? All of which can help quite a bit. But really, the high end, we can be quite helpful.
I'm blown away.
We don't consider them competitors at all. Those are our best partners.
I love that. That's why he's the CEO, Dominic. Christine said he can take a role away or at least assist in optimizing efficiency.
Yeah, I think the reality of that is, Jay, is that the person who's probably doing all the data entry at your restaurant, if you're not using a service like Bo, Margin Edge, is they've got a whole big other job that they're supposed to be doing anyway, right? So this is an extra that screwed up and, you know, that they're doing on a...
Well, I remember doing mine. I promise you there was error.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, people who are doing that are almost never doing it at the ingredient level. Almost.
No, never.
They're doing it at the grouping level. So you'll get a protein cost at best, usually a food cost, right? So you might get a group. You
generally, and if it's inaccurate, good luck.
Yeah.
The food cost is usually theoretical.
Right. But with us, you're getting it down to that item. So you can actually see, like, and what's cool is you can also see history on an item. So you can like click on a burger recipe. Yeah. If you've got avocado on it, it'll show you how much is the ground beef, how much is the avocado, how much is the bun, but it'll show you over history. So if you've used us for 2 years, you'll see the seasonality of avocado as a percentage of your burger cost. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
And you'd be able to adjust.
Dominique failed. We were not interesting enough. Oh, there he is. All right. We got him back. Good. I thought you gave up on us.
No, I had to say bye to my son. Oh. That's International Sons Day today.
Oh, and I have two upstairs that I have not spoken to much. I feel bad.
It's awesome. Oh man, how like I, Dominic? I'm going to throw this over to you while I kind of regroup here.
Bo, tell me one more thing, if you wouldn't mind. When you talk to restaurants, okay, there's good value for sure. Why are they coming to you? Why are they considering, what's their challenge right now? Is it because they're worried about, hey, I really don't have accuracy in my operation?
Yeah. It's usually less about accuracy because most people don't sort of admit that or want to talk about that or shout out their accuracy issues, right? Most of it is time. Most of it is time. And by time, it's two things. One is the actual time it takes to do the work, which sucks and is a cost issue. But much more importantly is the time it takes to get the information, right? Yeah. And so being able to see literally every morning when you come in, how much money you've spent period to date across your various categories and what your revenues were through period to date and how you're performing on the percentages of those things, just in real time, like always, you just know. And so when you're placing your order for the next day, you know where you should be. It's that sort of visceral real-time knowledge of what's going on in the organization that I think is what is really critical. What my founder and I talked a lot about when we started it is that if we did a good job with Margin Edge, owners and the directors of operations and multi-unit groups, people higher up, so to speak, wouldn't need to look at the reports. Because if the reports are that good and everyone knows it's that obvious and in that close to real time, then everyone that's dealing with the day-to-day actions are going to do the right things, right? Because they know everyone can see it and they know the numbers are right there. And so they're kept honest by those reports in real time. And so that's really, the heart of our goal from the beginning. And I think that's what it does.
So, Bo, do you come in with solution, like after they you look at the reports or anything like this, and you may have red flags that pop up? Do you guys provide any assistance from that point on?
So we have best practices, and we have training sessions and webinars. So we do that stuff, but I would say it's more broad-based. It's more like what kinds of things should you look at, and how should you set up your inventories? What should you count? How often should you count? Things that are like best practices. Yeah. We don't do a lot of – actually, we don't really do any of like individual going into a restaurant and providing consulting services to the restaurant to change mm-hmm. behavior. Partially because – one of the things that I'm also really sensitive about, like on our website, for example, you'll never find us making claims that will save 1% of your food costs or 3% or 5%. I think, frankly, it's a little insulting to walk in and tell somebody that. Like, I don't know if I could save you 5%. I don't know how bad your food costs are. I don't know how well you're running them. I don't know a lot of things, right?
It's so true.
And yeah, why make fake claims?
Yeah. They'll do that and they'll come in and then they'll like, you need me longer because we only got to half that. Right? Half that. Yeah.
Not a big fan of the game. So we provide a lot of, like I said, best practices and tools, but not sort of individual unit level consulting. We do have a service. Anyway, no, not really.
Okay. Well, you think that your partner, that company Kitchen Sink that does the accounting, would probably offer that service to say, hey, we can help you.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Right? Now, we have a bunch of partners like that, like people who do consulting services, and they can do it on top of Margin Edge. And we certainly do referrals. We're happy to introduce people. And that's both on the accounting side and on the operations side.
So, Bo, you talk about the consistency in the kitchen here on your website. This obviously has got to keep things consistent across the board. So when you do franchise or you go out there with multi-locations, it's got to help those practices keep in place.
Yeah, for sure. So in a whole bunch of ways. I mean, one way that I really like and am proud of is that we built with a client years ago, a recipe display unit, recipe viewer, whatever you want to call it. So basically you can take an iPad or any touch screen and there's a user interface to Margin Edge that is distinct for people working in the kitchen. And when they log in, they're not getting the price of hamburger. They're not getting purchasing or any of that kind of stuff. They're literally just getting a display of a recipe book, right? And they can click around through the various recipes. They can drill down in recipes. They can do scales on recipes. They can, you know, all sorts of cool things to basically replicate what a recipe book is. And what's really neat about that in a multi-unit world is that when you've got an executive chef or somebody centrally who's like designing a new recipe, coming up with a new item, they literally can do it in Margin Edge from HQ, hit a button and boom, it's in all the recipe books. You can embed training videos, you can embed pictures, you can embed, right, all the stuff that you would need basically for the kitchen to be able to do.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah,
it's pretty cool. And it's super sophisticated. So even if you're like the people we designed it with as a high volume, full service place that has about 10 restaurants, and he wanted to leave flexibility for sous chefs. So we have a sous chef role where they can actually take a recipe, copy it, modify it, and do local things. And then they can't touch anybody else's in the system. And the executive chef can look at it and then promote it and then share it back out across. It's pretty neat. It's basically a file sharing, but for recipe management.
Nice.
Yeah,
that's awesome. Yeah, and we have a training company. I'm a baker by trade, but we have a training company. And that's what's missing in a lot of kitchens is, you know, they'll send out, here's the new format, here's some pictures, maybe here's a video, but you know, it's on a computer, it's buried somewhere.
Yeah.
And having it on the fly like that is cool.
One of my, so we built that with a group called Clyde's here in DC, and they have a restaurant called Old Ebbitt, which they publish their numbers. So I'm not saying anything private, but they do north of 40 million in sales. It's one of the top five restaurants in the US. And in their kitchen at every station, there's an iPad mounted, and that's the prep book for everyone in the kitchen. I just think that's awesome for a $40 million kitchen, right?
Wow.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Rita. Thanks for watching, Marita. We got a lot. You got fans, by the way, Bo. It's good to. She says it's good to you just stay focused on what you're best at.
You just get dark there.
I know my automatic lights just went off in my kitchen.
Yeah, that's a CEO thing.
Wi-Fi's not working in my home office. So I'm stuck in the kitchen. Sorry.
I know. Hey, that's the best place. We do a lot of shows out of the kitchen. Anyways,
thank you, Rita.
Rita wants to love, she says, love you guys. She can't wait to learn more. It's brilliant. So you know what? Awesome. Christine Smith, thank you for all this. She's got a run great into Bo and his company. So obviously there, right?
So I'll also throw out something Canada specific, which we're very proud of. So we did a French version. So we actually support French Canada's language specific, including French invoices, French UI, French help text, like the whole freaking shebang. It's pretty wild. We just started doing the integration. It only came out a few months ago, and we're just doing the integrations with the French POS systems there now.
It's insane, Bo. It's insane. It's a good move.
That's a lot of work, right? So do you internationally, would you like in the US, would you support Spanish as well then?
That's where we're headed. Yeah. So part of it was that we recognized that we wanted to be able to support international more broadly. And basically with software, what you do is you skin it once, which is an enormous amount of work. And then that allows you to incrementally add languages. And so we skinned it and we did French Canadian first.
Cool. Well, we feel special. Thank you.
No, it's really cool.
Is the last place you go just because it's so massive to do, right? Compared to and the market really for you is small compared to
it's not huge. But I will say I was just saying before the show, I was just in Montreal and I do love it up there and I love the poutine.
Cool place, yeah.
Well, no, I'll to tell you this, Bo, because I work with about 30 other tech companies in our space across the US and in Canada. And typically when they call me or they say, you know what, Jay, we want to partner with you or work with you, I always ask, are you in French? And 99.9% of the time they say no. Wow. And then we can't integrate them because once you get into Canada, it's got to be, you know, bilingual and everything else. And in Quebec, you do not go into that without being bilingual or the language police will get you.
We have French onboarding, French salesperson.
Huge. Sold. And there is, and you have to admit, there is some French communities across Canada too, Dominic.
Yep.
Right? Like we do have some lots in Saskatchewan. We have some here in Alberta.
Winnipeg's got a big one, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So it is important to have it bilingual. So that is huge, Bo. That's huge, like huge. Bo, how long if I say, you know what, I want this from the time I say, yeah, let's do it, to the time that they have it integrated into the restaurant?
Generally, five business days. If you're responsive, five business days. We basically, it's all about integrations, right? So we integrate your point of sale, we integrate your accounting system, you start sending us invoices for the initial processing to build the product list. But, you know, 5 days, 3 to 5.
Can I ask something? Is there an onboarding fee?
Nope.
There's no onboarding
fee. You thought you got me. No onboarding fee.
Again, because
you know what else we don't have, Dominique, that drives me crazy? You know what else we don't have? A contract. Do you know why we don't have a contract?
No.
This has come up a bunch of times in my company. I swear to you, it comes up.
God, cooler.
You know what I always say? It's like, what am I going to fucking sue my client if they don't want the software? Like, no, I'm going to sue my client. So what the fuck do I need a contract for?
Amen to you. Because I'll tell you, we have a multinational client on SafeCheck brand protection, Jay, and. Same thing. They asked for a contract. And I said, listen, I've always done a handshake.
Yeah.
When you don't want to do business with me,
don't pay me.
Right, because it's my job to keep you. They insisted on a contract. So we went and spent $6,000 or $7,000 to come up with this fancy contract. And we send it over to them and they send it back with 50,000 changes plus their own, which says, hey, we can tell you to fuck off on 30 days notice. I said to her, her name was Nikki. I said, Nikki, I told you I was okay with the handshake. She says, yeah, but legal insists on it. I says, I would have just signed yours if you're going to tell me. I says, the only thing I wanted is don't take 6 months to pay me or 3 months to pay me. Because when I go to your place, you want cash. Good for you. That's awesome.
That is huge. It's
such an easy way to do business, right?
Yeah. And you hit the nail on the head. Like, it's our job to make you not want to leave.
Right? Yeah.
And if I can't make you not want to leave, then don't pay me. It's on you.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah.
Well, I remember.
What's up?
It was Nick.
Yeah.
It was Nick. It was Nick that was, I remember Nick always telling me it was this Greek restaurant I sold into. And Nick's like, if they want to do business, I don't have to sign no contract. And to be honest, it shows the value of how much you trust your company, yeah, and what you have, right? Yeah. It's like what we do with our shows live. We trust what we say.
There you go.
Right? We don't have to edit it. We don't have nothing to hide. Do we, Dominic? We have nothing. Nothing. Zero. No.
And
if we'll do that. That's the late show. Sorry. No, it's not. So Rita agrees as well.
Yeah. Right? Easy.
Right? Our word is more important than any paper.
That's right.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah. There's
integrity
so much in the world, honor, right? So there's no integration costs, because sometimes software companies are notorious for that. Hey, there's this low fee, but yeah, there's a $10,000. We have auditing software. There was a $10,000 onboarding, and it was done in 2 days. I was like, I justify it. It's the same as you don't charge for storage of my data, right?
Right. Right.
Okay. Good.
Yeah, we don't charge. Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's literally unlimited invoices. So it's everything you're doing. You just send them in. You don't have to think about it. When we started, we were going to charge per invoice because that sort of makes sense, right? It costs us to process an invoice, but yeah, we were talking around the table, and the reality is, if you put any amount of fee on it, people will think about whether they should send it to you or not. And if they don't send you all their invoices, then the reports are wrong. If the reports are wrong, I'm useless. And so why do I want a financial model that encourages you to make my data useless, right? Like, that doesn't make any sense. I want to encourage you to send everything.
And did you start at that pricing 8 years ago? Was that your pricing?
We've raised our price one time in 8 years, and we raised it 10%. But when we raised it 10%, we also offered, if you pay for a year up front, you get a 10% discount.
Cool.
I'm good. I'm good. Both. Unbelievable.
Thank you.
So $3,600 a year.
And trust me.
Yeah. Minus 10%.
Yeah.
This is my 34th year in the industries on Friday. 34 wow. years. Nice. I have not.
You don't look that old. Did you start when you were 8? How old yeah.
are you? We won't tell you the button on the bottom that makes you look 20 years younger. It's AI.
It's my button. The hat hiding the gray. Is that what it is?
No. I started when I was young. I started young, but not. I wasn't 8. But I have seen, and I am not joking, I have seen thousands of programs over my career. I've dedicated most of that 34 years in helping restaurants, and now we in the last 4 years telling everyone's story about the industry and our shows. Hats off. Probably the best program I've seen.
Thank you. There you go. That's awesome. That's a very strong statement. Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. I'm not shitting you. I wish I could lie because I suck at it. Dominic knows. I'm too honest. But I'll tell you, I have been 34 years. I've not seen something like this. Usually it's like you said before, they all kind of do the same thing. And then you start going, okay, at the end of it, where's the additional fees? I always found that's why it was always the bolt-ons, right? Or you get it free for this much time.
Expensive some of this stuff can get. You're like,
well, that was the other point. Is some of them is like a same cost of a small car.
Yeah.
Right. Like it's getting ridiculous. And then what was happening is they were so expensive, a lot of restaurants wouldn't even use them.
Yeah. Only the big,
yeah,
1,000 unit groups would. Yeah.
Yeah, the big franchises or the multi units and things like this that were big, they would force you to use them. And I've done that as well. But you would get in there and you'd drop a small fortune on these things. And then you'd come in and say, and they'd be like, do you got an Excel form we can use? Like, because we can't use this big thing. Because it would not only, and maybe it's different nowadays, but it would come in with a big price tag, but it came in with like a big instruction manual.
Sure. Yeah.
And then you'd be like, I have no idea. Well, and then
the heart of the problem with all of those, really, honestly, and because I've seen a ton of them, obviously, is when you have different restaurants in different places getting different substitute products, or like, I don't know the liquor laws in Canada, but in the US, every state has different liquor distributors. So if you're getting Jack Daniels in four states, you got four different SKUs. So every single item, literally every single item in your bar has a different SKU in a different market. Even in the same state in different counties, you can have different distributors. And so like, if you're Outback, you literally have 1,000 SKUs for fucking Jack Daniels for one liquor, right? And then every liquor has that. And now you've got like,
holy,
they can't, those big groups, you'd be amazed. They can't track that stuff. Like, it's brutal.
Training tree. Back to when Jay said about the big manual in your system, there's no cost for training.
No,
so you onboard for free. You train for free,
and we have unlimited support for free. So it's in our interest to make you comfortable and make it easy to use. Or you're going to send us tickets, and we're going to have to answer them, right? So yeah, we do webinars a lot. Like we do, I think 7 a week or 8 a week or something that are, you know, how to build a recipe, how to build an inventory sheet, that kind of stuff. And we do, I mean, for the bigger groups, we have what we call enterprise account management, where they get more handholding because they've got, you know, 20, 30 units and some more complicated problems. But
Wow.
Cool.
I'm blown away. Yeah, well,
so cool.
Bo, I just want to thank you, first of all, for an incredible program for our industry. Incredible program. I'm not just saying that. There's no hidden check. There's no hidden anything. This is honest. I've been in this industry forever. Hats off. I'm still stuck on the $300 because I know how much it cost me back in the day. And there was always an error. Trust me, there's always an error. And then back in the day, there was always two books too.
yeah, there's less of that now that everything's on card.
There is. Everything's tracking, right? Yeah, there was always two books. Anyways, I'll probably get in trouble for that, but I just want to thank you, Bo, for taking
the time. Yeah, thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun, guys. I appreciate the time.
Thanks for joining us, Bo. And if you're ever up in Calgary again,
I'm coming back.
Oh, please.
I will be there.
Yes.
Are you coming to the Canadian restaurant show, Restaurants Canada show? Will Margin Edge be there?
Margin Edge will be there. I don't think I'm going to make it. When is it?
April 6, 7, and 8, or 8, 9, and 10, something like that.
Margin Edge will definitely be there. I'm not sure if I'll make it.
Cool.
Awesome. Well, both
right. Thanks, thank you, gentlemen.
Have a great evening.
All right.
Dominic, want to stay as we wrap up?
Yeah, I'll stay on for sure.
Awesome. That's incredible.
Honestly. Yeah, so cool, eh?
Best program I've seen.
$3,600 a year? Shit.
You can't. I don't think, Bo, we're talking about you. There you are. That button apparently brings you back in.
We're still live, Jay.
I know. But I thought we could wrap up with a little wrap up your talk.
Yeah, right? For sure. Yeah. Ask Bo, stay on. Yeah. He stay on to talk to us after. We still want to talk to you.
Yeah, we still want to talk to you.
We're the government talk now.
Yeah. Anyways, it is an awesome program. I'm not just saying that because Bo was on the show, but
I'm serious.
People know when I don't like stuff or I do like stuff. Typically, we have people on the show because we've screened But oh, by the way, it's not a podcast. Thanks, Rita. Sometimes we forget to tell people this is not a podcast. But that is crazy.
You couldn't get, you know, a person once a month for probably for that much a year, like, you know, to do
all not nowadays. No, not nowadays. No.
And to have, you know, and to really literally have results the next day, that's incredible.
Integration into POS systems, all, you know, like most of them, if not all of them, that are common in our space, to help with menu engineering, consistency, franchise. Like, I can only imagine how you would do this.
Back to the whole, operators don't know all the power that's out there for them to harness to help them.
No, they don't.
You know, because for $3,600 a year, let's say it's $5,000 Canadian. For $5,000 Canadian, and you could harness and find out what the heck's going on in your business, even if you only did it 1 year to find out where you're all fucking up, right?
Yeah. Well, hats off to Bo and to Margin Edge. Yeah. You go check him out, marginedge.com, people. Just Google it. I'm tired of people saying, just fucking Google it.
Yeah.
You know what? I think we all do it anyways. You go to Google.
A really good explainer video where they talk how it all works.
Yeah.
And you'll be shocked. Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah. Hats off. So that's a wicked start to our week, Dominic.
Yeah.
Thanks. Anyways, we got a great show the rest of this week. We got some more shows coming up. So anyways, thanks to everyone on Instagram, LinkedIn that participated, Facebook, X, or as you want to call it, Twitter, YouTube, and tonight we didn't do TikTok, but I'm going to put this up later on because we took the show. Dummy, you didn't see this, but I went ahead and I kind of made this into a podcast. So it will be up on a Not a Podcast podcast channels, all across all channels later on this week. And so you can listen to it there. under the late night show. So I did put it, I don't want to say it's a podcast, but I did have to put it up there because we had so many people asking, is this a podcast? Is this a podcast? Anyways, thanks again to everyone else. And thanks again to our guest. And Dominic, thanks again for your time as well.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Take care.